From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Donald Trump is set to host a two-day summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping at his Florida resort beginning Thursday, and North Korea's latest ballistic missile test will likely be part of the discussion. Wednesday's launch came after Trump threatened that the United States is prepared to go it alone to counter the North's nuclear threat if China does not step in. Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says he spoke with Trump by phone, and the U.S. leader agreed that North Korea's actions are dangerous and threatens Japan's national security. Abe said he will be watching closely to see how China reacts to the North Korea issue. He said Trump gave reassuring words that every option is on the table. Pyongyang's ballistic missile tests are in violation of U.N. security resolutions, but the North has defied the ban as an infringement of its sovereign rights to self-defense and pursuit of space exploration. President Trump is denouncing the Syrian regime's chemical weapons attack as an affront to humanity and warned it would not be tolerated. Speaking alongside Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House on Wednesday, Trump said the Syrian chemical attack in Idlib province crossed the so-called red line, a reference to the threshold by the Obama administration.
When you kill innocent children, innocent babies, little babies, with a chemical gas that is so lethal, people were shocked to hear what gas it was. That crosses many, many lines, beyond a red line, many, many lines.
From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Islamic State extremist group executed 33 people this week, the first mass executions carried out by the militants this year. The British-based watchdog group says its activists witnessed the executions, but says it is unknown if those killed were fighters on either side of Syria's six-year civil war or civilians who had been arrested by the Islamic State forces and sentenced to die. The observatory says it is the largest mass execution carried out by the Islamic State since the two separate mass executions around September and October of last year. Africa's biggest refugee crisis is getting bigger by the day. From northern Uganda, VOA's Jill Craig reports thousands of South Sudanese are crossing into Uganda seeking refuge from the violence and food shortages in their home country.
The buses keep rolling in, bringing more South Sudanese from border points in northern Uganda to refugee settlements, their new homes for the foreseeable future. In Busia, only a short footbridge separates South Sudan from Uganda. The newcomers often arrive malnourished, thirsty, and exhausted. 30-year-old Abui John Tadeo was a mathematics teacher before he fled on foot with his wife and three children. He arrived at the border 2 hours ago and is waiting for a bus to take him and his family to the Kaluba collection point.
I need to live here because there's a lot of shooting, looting, so we are tired. That's why we need to live here, so that we rest a little bit.
Like Tadeo, many of these new arrivals are from Yei and other places in the Equatoria region, which has experienced intense fighting. More than 816,000 South Sudanese refugees have come to Uganda fleeing violence. Jill Craig, VOA News, in northern Uganda.
Germany is threatening to slap social media companies with huge fines if they do not act quickly enough to remove hate speech from their websites. Chancellor Angela Merkel's cabinet on Wednesday approved a measure that would fine websites like Facebook and Twitter up to $55 million if they do not do enough to censor comments that violate German speech law. Germany has a ban on speech that overtly promotes racism or insults a certain segment of the population. The draft legislation would require social media companies to remove any illegal speech within 24 hours of it being flagged by users. And the United States may soon extend its ban on computers in the cabin of some flights from the Middle East and Africa to more airports. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.